Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, Lili Nishmas, Reb Eliyahu ben Menachem Mendel HaKohen, and we saw that a klustera, which is like a peg, uses a lock in a door, is tamei. However, if it's mitsupe, if it's coated with metal, it's tahor. And the Rambam teaches that because of the metal, it's tahor. And he brings a drasha from the Sifri that because of chipuye kelim, the kli is if you're not using the kli itself, it's just mechupe, the kli is going to be tahor. And he brings a raya from Chagiga that the mizbeach hazav and achoshes are not makabel tuma because they are coated. So you see that coated means you're not makabel tuma. And the Rosh asks in the Rambam that the Rambam learned the Mishnah, he didn't learn the Gemara. Because in the Mishnah, Taka says that according to Chachamim, Mizbeach Hazav and Echoshes are not Makabel Tuma. But then the Gemara asks on that. And the Gemara says, Adarabba, since they're coded, they are Makabel Tuma. And the Gemara answers, in the first answer, Ein Achinami. You should say they're Tuma because they're Mitsupe. And then in the second Teretz, the Gemara says now that the rabbis were saying to Rebbe Lozar, Madatcha, what do you think, Rebbe Lozar, that you said? What did Rebbe Lozar say? That Rebbe Lozar had previously said for the Chachamim that the Mizbeach Hazav and Achoshes are Torah because they're Kakarka. Madatech, why do you say they're Kakarka? And that's why they're Torah. And the reason you needed to say that is because Mishum de Mitzupin, because otherwise they'd be Tame out the Tzipui. No, that's not a problem, because Miftal Batal Tzipui and Gabayu. The Tzipui is Batal to the Eights. So you see, Lahegia, that the Tzipui is a Siba Latuma. That the rabbis are saying, no, you needed to come on to the fact that it's batel karka, that's why it's tahor. No, it's tahor because it's a Torah Koral Eitz. The Torah called it an Eitz. And what about the Tzipui, which is a Siba Latuma? No, the Tzipui is batel to the Eitz. So you see, Akopan, according to both Terutzim, that the Tzipui is a Siba Latuma, as we discussed at length in the previous shir. And our basic Terutz was to be Mataritz the Rambam, that based on the Torah of Agon Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal, that when the tzipui makes the chalos kli, then it will be tameh. So the Rambam would agree that here the tzipui makes the chalos kli, and that's why the tzipui is a siba latuma, because it creates the chalos kli, masha'en kain. When the tzipui doesn't make the chalos shem kli, there the Rambam holds that a tzipui is a siba latahara, that is, betamtzis arteretz, to be mechalik between klei mikdash and the klustera. And the Rambam brought a drasha from the Sifri that if it has its sipui, then it's tar. It's only going to be tame if you do malacha with the ikar kli, but if it has its sipui, it's tar. That's betamtzis, what we learned in the previous shir, and we read out the Gemara like that, one part of the Gemara, and now we're going to read the other part of the Gemara that we mentioned here. That first Rabbi Eliezer says that we have Xeris HaKasuv, that the Mizbeach has Tahor, because it says Mizbeach Adama, Vishu Adin Kekarka, Shareu Kekarka. That because it's Adama, the Adama is like Karka. And the Chum say back, so that means that without the fact that it's like Karka, then you would hold that the Mizbeach is Makabel Tuma. It must be because of the Tzipu, Midin Klei Matchis. Because if it's Mitzad the Kliates, no, it's a Kliate to Asu Lenachas, and Mitzad that would be Tahor. So you don't need the limit that it's like karka. So you're saying it's out to the tzipui. So it must be that Rebbe Lazar holds that the tzipui gives it a taras klei matchis. Where does Rebbe Lazar hold that tzipui gives it a taras klei matchis? In the klei mikdash, because that's where it gives it a taras kli. Because that's it's not going to be a kli without the tzipui. So if it's not going to be a kli without the tzipui, it's the tzipui that gives it a taras kli. And the Chum were saying to Rebbe Lazar, oh, that's what you think? That because it's mitsupe, it's going to be tame, because the tzibui gives it a shem kli. Again, that's not a kasha on our klistera, because our klistera is a kli without the tzibui. So since the tzibui doesn't give it a shem kli, it's going to be tar. But if the tzibui does give it a shem kli, it's going to be tame, and that's where Rabbi Elazar holds. And on that, the Chachamim answered back, and the second teretz, and that's where the Rambam is coming from, that the tzibui is dafka siba l'taher. No, it's a siba l'taher, and it doesn't make it into a klei mateches. And really, b'klei mikdash, it remains with the name kli eitz, migzeres hakosuv. Umitzat kli eitz hamizbeach tahor ki osu l'nachas, because these are, it's called eitz, and be'ikar it's an eitz, and since be'ikar it's a kli eitz, and it's kli eitz osu l'nachas, mitzat that it's tahor. So that's one thing. And mitzat tzipui kelim haragil, that's as far as the alts the klei mikdash. And alts tzipui kelim haragil, tzipui eno klum veino mitame. That's what he says. The tzipui mitzupim miftol batol tzipui in gabayu. The tzipui is nothing and it's not mitame. So what the Chachamim are answering Rabbi Elazar back, Rabbi Elazar back, is that the tzipui doesn't make it into a kli mateches. B'tosefes hasber, we haven't explained enough, and now we're going to explain that there are two discussions when it comes to tzipuyim. One is if the ikar kli is a tzipui, and even if it's not the ikar kli, the kli is mekabel tuma because there is a tzipui. Just the existence of the tzipui enough, of the coding enough, is to make it into a, it makes it into a kli. So by klei mikdash, there'd be room to say that the ikar kli is the tzipui, like we explained, because that's what gives it a tyras kli. It wouldn't have a tyras kli without the tzipui. So therefore, say that the ikar kli is the tzipui, and it's mekabel tuma. So on that, to that, the Chachamim responded, no. The Torah calls it an eitz. So since the Torah calls it an eitz, that's not the ikar kli anymore. In this specific case, that's not the ikar kli. And therefore, it's not makabel tuma. The ikar kli is the eitz and not the tzipui. However, there's another nidam, there's another factor involved. And that is, that even though the tzipui isn't the ikar kli, nevertheless, there is a tzipui, just the very existence of the tzipui, that should be makabel tuma. And on that he said, no, it's lav klum. It's batel. So, the tzipui then is not a reason for tuma. The tzipui is a reason for tahara. Why is the tzipui a reason for tahara? Because, like, we have the drush of the sifri. In the drush of the sifri, it says that if anything that has a tzipui is going to be tahar. The only discussion here is that since it's the klei mikdash and it only gets its shem kli from the tzipui, you're going to say out that it's tame. So what's the teretz? Teretz is no. That there are two issues involved. Number one, maybe the tzipui is the ikar kli, and here it's not, because the Torah calls it an eitz. And what about the very existence of the tzipui? Also not. Why? Because the tzipui is batel to the not only the ikar kli, but it's not important at all. It's batel to the eitz. So since it's batel to the eitz, therefore it's not makabel tuma. So that's the Mahalach we explained in the previous shiur. We explained another part of the Gemara based on this Yisod, that the Rambam would agree that without the Tzipui it's not going to be a Kli, then the Tzipui is a Sipa L'tumah. But in the Rambam's case of Klister on the Mishnah, Klister is Tahara because that's not the because it's a Kli without the Tzipui. And just in the Gemara we thought that because because there's a tzipui, like Rabbi Elazar held, Taka, that the tzipui gives it a shem klei matches. The tzipui is significant. and therefore you had to come onto the karka, that it's like karka, and that's why it's tahor. And Chum said, no. Even without saying karka, it's tahor, because it's a kli nacha, a kli yitz asur l'nachas. And not only is the tzipui not the ikar kli, the tzipui isn't even significant, it's batel to the eitz. V'hadvarim heim neflaim me'od. And midem mekem fashtein nocha Rambam. We can now understand another Rambam, now that we understood the previous Rambam. We can understand another Rambam, the Rambam in the 11th perek of Mishkav Moshe v'halacha Yer Aleph. Rambam writes, v'chol ha-kelim, hayutunim tvila v'harev shemesh chutz mimizbeach hazav u'mizbeach hanachoshes v'pnei shetzipuyeim kibetelim legabeyim, that all kelim require tvila and then the sun should set on them except for the mizbeach hazav and the mizbeach hanachoshes. Why? V'pnei shetzipuyeim kibetelim legabeyim, because their tzipuy is like it's bottle to the wood. And since the tzipui is batel to the wood, it doesn't require tefillah v'harev shemesh. This lechora sosur shitas haramam. Shitas haramam is that kelim ha-mitzupim are tahorim. Right, like we saw by klustera, because it's mitzup, it's tar. The Ramam should say, because the tzipui is tar, not because the tzipui is batel to the kli, and therefore it doesn't require. It's batel to the mizbeach, and therefore it doesn't require tevila, because the mizbeach is tar. It's kliyetz asuli nachas. But rather, because the tzipui, the Rambam should have said, because it has a tzipui, not because the tzipui is batel, but because it has a tzipui, and the tzipui is a sibul tahara. So why doesn't the Rambam say that, like he does by Klustera, that the tzipui is the reason for the tahara? So based on what we said, it's mamish gavaldik, because by Klei Mikdash there's a kpeda that it should be a kliyetz with zav, with the metal. So there's makom to say that dafka here, it should be considered a klei zav, because it's the klei zav that makes it into a kli, gives it a chalal shem kli, that the ikar ha-kli is established mikach the zav. And therefore, the Rambam had to tell us, no, that since Migzeres HaKosev, that it's called an Eitz, you learn that this Choshev Tzipui that you really need to be Mashlim the Kli is Bata Ligabehem, and it's considered a Kli Eitz Asim Inachas, and it's Tov. So in Achanami, normally the Tzipui is going to give it to Shem Tahara, but here the Tzipui doesn't give it a Shem Tahara by the Klei Mikdash, because it only becomes a Kli because of the Tzipui. And Memela outs that, maybe it should be Tameh. And therefore the Rambam writes, no, but the Tzibui is bottled to the Eitz. And Memela remains Tor and doesn't require Tevila. The Hadvarim Hayu Niflai Mamish. And obviously there's a lot more to say, so hopefully we will revisit this Sugya. And we should be Zocha Lomodu Lameh Vishmor Belasot. Velakem is called Ibris Almatarasa Biahava. Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom. So he is the most beloved friend.